I'm glad it's dreary and raining because that's how I feel inside. The horrible tragedy regarding the deaths of Matt Coleman, Jerry Mello, and Aaron Bessler has come to an end. The killing of Aaron Bessler over the weekend came as a relief to many who were afraid to come out of their houses between Fort Bragg and Willits to take a simple walk in the forest. Most people I know hope for surrender, especially Sheriff Wallman. I remember Tom at Matt's memorial saying the only thing he could bring to the family was justice, meaning through a court of law. But after the shootout last Thursday, a peaceful outcome became a near impossibility, and with the Sacramento SWAT team engaged, I expected Aaron Bessler was a goner. What an enormous price to pay, and what lessons are we learning from this death toll? Well, according to the Treatment Advocacy Center, Eliminating Barriers to the Treatment of Mental Illness, it's Mental Illness Awareness Week. How apropos. They put it succinctly when they said Mendocino County, like so many other counties, has no psychiatric beds and has failed to implement Laura's Law, the California statute authorizing court-ordered treatment in the community. Aaron's father, James, had written to the county psychiatrist, Aaron's probation officer, local agencies, pleading for help regarding his son's psychiatric disintegration. No answer. Aaron had become increasingly paranoid, threatening, and unreasonable since high school. His criminal record is evidence. Laura's Law was created in response to the murder of a 19-year-old woman killed by a mentally ill man in Nevada City after he had refused treatment. Laura's Law is not a panacea, but if the court gets involved, then at least there's a chance someone's life could be saved. What keeps California counties from implementing Laura's Law and maintaining mental health facilities is, of course, money. And yet, the manhunt for Aaron Bessler not only offered a $30,000 reward, but cost at least $150,000 to the county to conduct, and the death of two beloved members of our community. When it was time to hunt the man down, there was no question of how much it would cost. But when it was time to shell out the money for prevention, treatment, we couldn't afford it. This is not anyone's fault. It is a system that we have been handed on a platter, yet all that's left is a platter full of go-to-jail cards. Putting a mentally ill patient in jail is a recipe for disaster. I believe that makes him angrier and much more dangerous, as in Aaron's case. His father said after jail, Aaron was panicked. At the heart of these matters is easy accessibility to guns, but not healthcare, mentally speaking. In February, Bessler told his father he would kill him. Several weeks ago, James heard that Aaron had bought loads of ammunition, which scared the hell out of him. The only local hardware store to sell ammunition is Coast Hardware in Fort Bragg. I called and spoke to a salesman there who did not confirm that Bessler bought the ammo there, but if he bought it locally, that would be the only choice. If it were as easy for Aaron to get psychiatric help as it was for him to get ammo at a local hardware store, again, if. We cannot punish people for being crazy. His father spent untold hours trying to get help for his son. My heart breaks for James Bessler. Laura Bricky, his mother, he was trying to get to her house when he was shot. And we continue to mourn with the Mello and Coleman families. Condolences all around. And like Rabbi Holub said, may we be comforted. We are all well aware of mental illness this week. It deserves our attention. We can do something to address mental illness and guns. As a county, we could ask our Board of Supervisors, along with implementing Laura's Law, that we implement background checks on ammo purchases as well. We've got to stop this madness. This is Sherry Glazer Love. For more of my commentary, go to my website, sherryglazer.net.
Maybe it's the ozone, maybe it's the chemicals, maybe it's the car phone, maybe it's the fertilizer, maybe it's the nose ring, maybe it's the end. But I know one thing, if it were up to me, I'd take away the guns.